Hello, Audio Boo. All one word here, 25 to 7 on, I don't know what the date, what's the date? Is it the 14th? Yeah, Thursday the 14th, oh, for the love of God. So recording via Bostock Studio app for iPhone. Busy day today. I had to drag a ton of kit out, which is now all over the flipping place. But the thing I'd like to report is that the locksmith finally turned up after I played Holy Hell this afternoon with him. Really nice guy, actually. He apologised profusely when he first turned up. But, you know, my dad is a tradesman. I kind of know tricks of the trade and tradesmen's failings. So I know that, you know, he was just doing his thing to smooth things over. But anyway, he gained entry to the lock on the LPG tank on my motorhome. So now I'm actually really happy that that it's open. However, the story does not end there. Basically, the lock is the lock had failed, incidentally. And actually, come to think of it, he pulled the barrel as he had the key in and was turning and testing it. The barrel that is within the lock, they came out with the key on one occasion. And I was like, all right. I said, should that do that? And he was like, no, not really. And he stuck a screwdriver in, turned it, and we were in. And the long and the short of it is the lock, the barrel of the lock had failed. So he says, you need a new one. And he says, I haven't actually got any of those in the van. He says, I've actually just ordered them and got them this morning, but I didn't put them in the van because, you know, it was such a rare thing to have locks that long. And essentially the length of the lock is like 4.5 centimetres. So he says, you probably won't find one that long on the shelf in a DIY shop. He says, you'll have to go to like a, you know, an ironmongers or you know, place that sells security stuff. So we're halfway there. So I can't shut the door. So I'll have to gaffer tape that door shut into the LPG tank and then take out the LPG tank and put it inside so somebody didn't, you know, doesn't get pinched. But that was my main concern, really. And now we're in. So now I can make a cup of tea. So what I'll probably do, I'm a bit tired tonight, to be honest. But I might go and have a look. See, yeah, 20 to 7. So I got to have a shower. I've been training, and all the animals are fed and walked and what have you. Oh, I've got to do the guinea pig. Yeah, balls. Okay, so yeah, and then I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But I know I'm going up to meet Sarah and my children and my mother-in-law, which would be nice. And going up in Dolly. I've named her Dolly, the motorhome. I don't know why, it just kind of sprung to mind. Dolly. So Sarah refers to her as Dolly. Yeah. So that's that. That's my daily report. Oh my God. So I'm going to have fresh pasta for tea tonight and something, I don't know what else. Oh, I'll tell you what I've had last night. Frozen fish fillets. I don't think it's cod. It's like a bag of like maybe 6 or 8 of them. These things, they're like, I don't know, 3 inches long. Fillets that have been chopped up into equal sizes, and then stick a fillet in some silver paper, aluminium foil, and in there put some herbs and spices, wrap it up and stick it in the oven for about half an hour, 40 minutes. Oh, beautiful. But I still like the fish in a bag. You know, I've been going on about chicken in a bag. Fish in a bag as well. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. But it's going to be fresh pasta tonight, I think. And I think I'll have myself a bottle of beer, actually. Yeah, I'm not going anywhere, so why not? Okay, been great speaking to you. And that's the Daily Report for this Thursday. Goodbye.
All one word. One word. Out. Out.
Oh, do you know what I've realised? That was the old all one word. Out. I've got a new one. I need to load it into Bus Rock Studio. Okay. Yeah. Oh, and it goes a little something like this.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
Out.